వందేహం
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 28, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 28th of May, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Jamil then saw three awkward persons with deformed bodily features, fierce twisted faces, and hair standing erect on their bodies. With ropes in their hands, they had come to take him away to the abode of Yamaraja. When he saw them, he was extremely bewildered, and because of attachment to his child, who was playing a short distance away, Jamil began to call him loudly by his name. Thus, with tears in his eyes, he somehow or other chanted the holy name of Narayana.
Svapatha hastan strin drishtva purusham otidharana. So, at the time of death, there are so many disturbances. We have got experience, but we have forgot. Because Bhukta Bhukta Praliyate. But these things are observed by the sinful person. The Jamaduta, they come to take to the sinful person, not devotees. Just like the whole population of the city, they are not or subjected to the prison laws. Something else. Similarly, these Jamaduta go to such sinful persons. They are not all. But it is the question of Jamila. He was so sinful that automatically the Jamadutas came and they wanted to take him. The description of the Jamaduta is there, that twisted face and very ugly looking, very fierce food, and with ropes in the hand. So naturally he was very afraid, and he was attached to his son. So naturally he wanted to call somebody to save him. So he called his affectionate son, whose name was Narayana. This is the opportunity. Krishna is so kind upon his devotee. This Ajamil was in the beginning a devotee. Later on he fell down. But Krishna, Narayan, is so kind that he gave him the dictation that you keep your son's name as Narayan, so that he will be able to call the holy name Narayana by calling his son. He was very much attached to the youngest son, whose name was Narayan. So, unconsciously, he was chanting the holy name of Narayana, although he never meant that he is calling real Narayana. He is asking his son Narayana, "My dear son Narayana, please come here, take your food, sit down here, play here, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana." So this was practice. This opportunity was given to Ajamil. But although he fell down from his standard of devotional service, but he got the opportunity of chanting Narayana. Bhavanti Narayana Smriti. And when we are afraid of something, so we chant, we call somebody who is very dear. This is very psychological. So when you are too much afraid of this Jamadutra, unconsciously he chanted the holy name of Narayana. So somehow rather he remembered Narayana. Some commentator says that when he chanted Narayana, then all his reaction of sinful life immediately disappeared and he remembered real Narayana. Because he, in his boyhood, he was trained up as a Vaishnava by his father. So, there is big comments on these incidents. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has written 3-4 pages about this. So his opinion is that as soon as he chanted the holy name of Narayana, immediately he remembered real Narayana. That this child Narayana, I am calling my child, how he will be able to save me from the hands of this Jamadutta? He remembered the Narayana, if he kindly helps me, then I can be saved. Immediately there was a response. Immediately there is a response. Janajana bhāpi svarana bhāvam tajatanti kalevara. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that the time of death, whatever your mental condition is, that will end. So this mental condition naturally is there, what I practice throughout my whole life. So if we practice this chanting of Hare Krishna name, then there is chance of chanting Hare Krishna at the time of death. That is the examination. In Bengali there is a proverb, bhajan karo, sadhan karo, motre janle hoy. Mane, how you are becoming Krishna conscious, that will be tested at your time of death. If we practice throughout whole life Hare Krishna, then there is good chance of chanting Hare Krishna, because at the time of death, everything becomes disordered. The tongue becomes disordered, the mind becomes disordered. There is a verse by Kulasekhar. He was praying to Lord, Adaiva visatum me maana sarajahans, prana prayana samaye kahuvakatvitto smaranam kutasthi. He was praying to the Lord, my Lord Mukunda, now I am healthy, there is everything is in all right. My mind is in all right, my health is in all right. So I am praying to you, let death come immediately, so that I can soundly remember your name. Otherwise, natural death, it may be that on account of dissolution of the arrangement, physiological arrangement of the body, just like in sleep we forget everything. In sleep we forget everything. The subtle mind, intelligence work. I am sleeping in a nice bed, but mind and intelligence have taken me far away in the desert. And I am seeing I am in the desert. That is happening daily. Dream means the stock in the mind of our experience past, maybe many, many years past. But this talk is there, sometimes they come. That is doing. Just I will find in a lake, all of a sudden, that is discussed in psychology also, how this remembrance comes all of a sudden. If the example is given, just like in a lake, all of a sudden you will find there is a bubble. So similarly, the mind is the subtle matter that is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhumi Rapa Anala Bayu Khang Mano. This gross is this land, Bhumi, earth. So water is little more subtle. That's right. In land you can stand, but in the water you cannot stand. It has become little subtle. And then fire. And then air. And then ether. This is the pollution. From gross to subtle. And then mind. Still finer than the ether is the mind. And then intelligence. And then false ego. And then the soul. These are the different positions. So we have to go to the platform of soul, that is spiritual education. But there are so many other stages. Somebody is stopping in the mind. He is thinking that this is the final. Philosophy, poetry, imagination, the mind, mental agenda. As we see, they are mostly the Western philosophers, they are stuck up on the platform of mind. They are thinking that this is the point. So far I have studied, only Socrates, he has reached up to the point of soul. Otherwise all Western philosophers, they are on the mental plane. So anyway, we have to go farther, farther. So this dreaming is the function of the subtle body, namely mind, intelligence and policy. You are not free, the subtle body. So, those who have no knowledge how material things are acting, covering the soul, they at most they can think of the mind, the activities of the mind, thinking, feeling, willing, psychology, or writing some books, some mental speculation, philosophy. They think this is fine. But that is not fine. You have to go farther, to the intellectual platform, then egoism, then soul. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Indriyani pararahu, indriyabha paramanaha, manasastu paro buddhi, buddhestu ja parasa. Krishna is giving all intelligence. There is a gross understanding. These indriya, the senses. So, those who are in the lowest stage of knowledge, they are in the bodily concept of life. The indriya, the senses. That's like cats and dogs. They cannot think more than that. So, but Krishna advises, no, don't stop here. Indriyani pararam. Bodily concept of life, sense, pleasure, they think it is all. There is no more other thing. So those who are little above than the bodily concept of life, they find pleasure in the mind. And further, they find pleasure in intellectually. In this way, the thing is very complicated. It requires very cool brain to understand all these things. But those who are meat eaters, they are very dull. They cannot understand. For them, the subject matter is very, very difficult. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Pasu means life, a living entity. Pasu gunha, gunha means killer. So unless one who is killing himself, or killing this animal. Both are killing. The killing of the animal in the slaughterhouse, that is gross killing. And another killing is one who is killing himself without knowledge. That is also killing. He got this human form of life, but without sufficient knowledge, he is killing himself. He cannot understand God, that is killing him. This human form of life was given to him by nature's way, that now you understand God, but he is wasting time by surfing in the water. You see? He got the chance of understanding God, he doesn't care for that. He's unnecessarily laboring whole day in the sea, so that he's developing a mentality at the time of he think of swimming in the water and the subtle body will carry him to the peace journey. The subtle body, the transmigration of the soul means when the gross body stops. The subtle body, just like, this is very easy to understand, little brain is required. Just like when you sleep, your gross body is on the bed, but the subtle body takes you somewhere. So the transmigration of the soul takes place, carried by the subtle body. And mukti means when there is no more working of the subtle body. This day, this annihilation of this gross body, that is not mukti. Because this subtle body will work. And subtle body will carry you to the next gross body. The soul will be carried by the subtle body, and according to his mentality, nature will put him into the semina of a certain father, and the father will inject the semina within which the soul is there, and then again with the mixture of oven and cement there will be formation, a pea-like body, and the soul is there and it will develop. Then there will be 9 holes, hands and legs, and when they complete, come down. Again begin your chapter. Either as cat, either as dog, or as human being, or as tree, or as plant, as aquatics, there's so many, 8,400,000. So subtle body is working. Nature's work is so fine that everything, just like the Jamavita, immediately yes, you have come to take. Now if you become a criminal, if you commit theft, one has to form to the police that here is a thief, please come. He does not, the nature's work is going on so nicely, there is no necessity of phoning Jamadutta. But this rascal civilization do not know how things are going. So this is our whole Krishna consciousness movement is that try to understand how the laws of God is working. That easily. Don't remain fool rascal. There are 3 stages. the stage of ignorance, the stage of passion, the stage of goodness, and the stage of transcendence. There are different stages. So, after millions of births, nature gives us this human form of life. When, if we try, we can understand in which stage I am standing. Yes. Either in the ignorance or passion or goodness. And to understand these, there are books. These books are there. So we have to study. That Chaitanya Chaitamrita said, Anadi bohinno ji Krishna bhuli gela ataye Krishna veda purana karila. The Vedas, this knowledge, for whom? Is it for the cats and dogs? No, they cannot read, they cannot understand. It is meant for men, and especially civilized men, not for the crude man in the jungle. Those who are civilized, for them, because civilized man means another word is Aryan. For them, that's why Arjuna was chastised by Krishna when he did not like to fight. He chastised him, non-Aryan. Kutasti kasmalamidam visame samupasthitam anadu jushtam. You are talking like non-Aryan. Aryan means advanced. So if you claim to belong to the Aryan family, then it is your duty to study Vedic literature and understand your position and make your life successful. That is Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.